Welcome to the world's worst drifting podcast. This is absolutely take one and not take two.
Not or three or four.
We were exactly 6 minutes in before I didn't hit record on almost everything. Wow. At least that part when I messed up, nobody will hear about
that. That's all right. It's all right.
So a little about us. We are the Dangerous Knights Drift Crew. We are a 5 or 6 man team.
Give
we
or take.
Do some mad skids.
Mad skids.
Awesome tandems. We talk shit. Have problems.
If we're not talking shit, be worried because we don't like you then.
But yes, there is myself, Joshua Leatherbarrow. I am the, starter of this shit show.
Yeah.
Then we have my co-host here.
That would be me. I prematurely waved there. Adam couldn't see that.
And you are?
My name's Austin. Austin Fay. Been drifting a few years now. Probably going on 4. This show's not about me, though, so we won't talk about me that much. I met Josh through drifting, and I guess the rest is history.
Yeah, and because of that, we became lovers.
Yes. We've slept in the bed together multiple times.
Yeah.
The same bed.
Oh, yeah. Pants were optional.
I think I had pants on multiple times. I did. Every time.
Why?
Because you snore very loud.
What do pants have to do with me snoring?
All right, you should probably introduce the third member that's on the pod with us.
Our gal pal here, Adam, is the, main discussion topic for today. Adam's been drifting since 2006, 2007. He used to drift a red S13 hatch, correct?
That was your first drift car?
First serious drift car, I had one before that, but yeah.
Oh, Matt.
Just did some street skids with that one.
Yeah, Matt didn't tell me about that one. So what was it like drifting before coilovers and angle kits were really a thing?
They were a thing. Well, angle kits weren't a thing. Neither was really angle at all. Not even cut knuckles. But coilovers were a thing, but they were kind of hand-me-down Japan clapped-out coilovers usually. Unless you had a lot of money, then you could buy something probably pretty decent. But it was all right. It was fun. A lot less serious. I pretty much had cut springs, so it was a good time.
Cut springs with some stock shocks.
Yep.
Oh man, that must have rode great.
Hey, I had a set of those on my first TI.
It really wasn't horrible. I mean, when the shocks flew, it was really bad, but other than that, like, it really wasn't that bad.
So what was it like getting all your drift information from the Ohio Drift Forum?
Ooh, forums. Those were the days. Yeah.
I really got most of it from, like, Zilvia and stuff. Zilvia was definitely the go-to.
Forgot, okay. Big Nissan guy we're talking to.
Oh, yeah.
Big Nissan guy.
Like, he might have a Nissan tattoo. Nissan,
you might have a Nissan tattoo, don't you?
I don't.
We're changing that.
Yeah, but all the cars back then were Nissans.
I was going to say, yeah, everything. Well, that was the only thing that people drifted back then were Nissans. I mean, if you had a Supra and you were drifting one, you were fucking, like Adam said, rich. Like, you could afford coilovers.
Yeah.
Do you happen to remember the tuner shop that put on the events at Pit Race, which was once Beaver Run?
Beaver Run.
Tuner shop. I mean, I probably would if I heard the name, but yeah.
So that was before Club Loose ran these events, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I honestly can't even remember when John took over.
Shout out Club Loose too, by the way.
Yeah, they're the best.
Yes, we love Club Loose.
So what was, now they have that big giant lot to drift in. What was it before all of that?
Yeah, fill me in. I didn't know anything about
it.
It was still
the skid pad, but it wasn't quite as big. It's definitely pretty wild to see it from when I first started going there to now.
What do you say, like half? of what it is now before?
The skid pad?
Yeah.
No, it was probably a little bit bigger than that. They just kind of added on, like, I don't know, that dog leg section, like little, the kind of like uphill piece.
Yeah, a little drop down. You come piece
in because you didn't used to come in right there. So you used to come in like when you're coming up the hill, and that gate's there. You used to go straight through there.
Okay, I got you.
Was the karting track not there?
No, it was there. They used to drift on the karting track.
Oh, really?
That was an option.
That was before my time.
Oh man,
we need to talk whoever into getting that back as a thing.
Probably never happened.
No, I probably wouldn't. But that karting track is pretty sick.
I've seen some photos from back in the day, and they destroyed that track.
Oh, I can only imagine.
I mean, it would probably be a lot better now. I think the driving has come a long way. But
oh yeah, definitely.
So, what were option DVDs for the people who don't know what they are?
Ooh, man.
Spicy.
Those are the best, dude. I know Matt had a bunch of them, and my buddy Aaron, he had a bunch too. We used to just sit there and watch them all the time. They're just, I don't know. They're just like pure drifting in Japan. Like D1, and then there was just like a lot of like, Matsuri events, I guess, maybe. But it was pretty cool. They're sweet. There's a ton of them, too, I'm pretty sure.
Weren't they also magazines, or were they just strictly DVDs?
Yeah, I think they might have been magazines, too. I don't know if I ever actually seen a magazine.
I can recall seeing an Option magazine, probably not in person, but definitely have seen like pictures of them somewhere online or something. Like, I know Option definitely was a magazine at one point.
Yeah, viewers, if you know the answer to this, let me know.
Yeah, definitely let us know.
So you were drifting from 2006, 2007, all the way up into 2014. What was that
stretch? Like 2013, yeah.
What was that stretch like? Like, was it
the
just...
early days of drifting.
Matt was saying that you guys did go to Midvale, but that wasn't really a big thing. It was mostly Beaver Run.
Yeah, it was. I know that there was a local company around here that they did a drift event there, and we all went to it. It was the first time that track had ever been drifted, and it was pretty sick. Like it was.
You're saying Midvale, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was something.
Back then, there was nothing to drift at. That was like the mecca of drifting, probably, when you first walked in there.
Oh yeah, like we looked at the first corner and we were like, damn, that's big, because we just did parking lots and Beaver Run
flat surfaces for the most part. Yeah, like
first gear, second gear heaters, and
I remember my first night that I never drifted. I street drifted one night. Like, was the first time I ever actually drifted. Like, I drifted a car before, but never drifted, and I don't know, it was just something different. It was like, gotta keep doing this.
Oh, it's the best. But Midvale, just the corners and the banks are just so fast. You can get so much speed, and yet I feel like people are just afraid to drive there.
I'm excited to drive there this year.
That's like, you're not the banks, you're just not hitting the walls there unless you're driving straight at them,
right?
I don't think people understand that. Yeah, you can dirt drop and mess up a wheel or suspension part.
But you can do that anywhere for the most part besides Erie.
Yeah, but we'll get to Erie eventually.
Yeah, I know we will. They're a hot topic right now.
It's actually one of our topic choices, so stay tuned for that.
All the viewers.
All six of you.
You said six, I said 12.
So then, do you end up...
So you took a hiatus.
No, before that, you SR swapped one of these cars, I'm assuming.
No. I had single cam KAs in my red 240.
God's engine.
Yes. they weren't terrible. They were gutless as hell, but I feel like I learned a lot of technique from it.
Yeah.
But you do. Low horsepower.
Yeah, and... that car just got pretty wore out, and I was I attempted to make the car better, and I did a really bad job, and that car ended up in the scrapyard.
Oh, big learning curve.
Yeah. And then my friend George, he picked up a S13. He was going to pull the SR, put it in his Subaru. Terrible idea. Oh, yeah, God. Terrible idea.
What Subaru?
Sounded cool at the time. But that was probably 2011, I think. Something like that. And he ended up, he was over that pretty quickly. Yeah. And I'm like, I want that car. And I ended up buying it for a stupid good deal. And it was already SR swap, obviously. Yeah. So, yeah. And I drove that car pretty hard for about 2 years. And then I sold the engine out of it to buy my house. So,
jeez. Yeah. Yeah. Now, back then, like, an SR wasn't big money like they are today.
You could get an SR today for $1,500 or less.
Yeah, same with RBs back then. You could just, $1,000, and they'll get you one.
Yep, not no more.
Yep. So, weird times.
And then you sold just the engine, you kept the car, or did you?
Yeah, I kept the car. I was like, I'll buy another engine. I was like, I needed a garage for one. Yeah. Like, I didn't have anywhere to really work on it because my friend was moving, which was where my car was. So I sold it and kept the car, got into my house, moved the shell to my house, and then I picked up an S14 SR. And I got it in the car, pretty much got it running. Everything was ready to go. And, like, I just kept having weird little issues. A water pump took a shit, and then I had to order it, and I was like, I'm over this. I'm done. Like, I just really wanted to LS swap my car so bad.
You guys and your LS swaps.
Yeah. So I ended up selling that SR to Jimmy Caldwell.
Oh, jeez.
Started the SR or the LS swap, which actually Charlie put his shell up for sale, and well, I bought it, and then
okay, that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Yeah, I ditched the S or the S13, tried to sell it, no one wanted to buy it. So
if you still had it today, people would be begging you to buy it.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People just kept wanting the title. That was it.
Oh, absolutely. I was like,
nah. Yeah. I was like, nah. You get the whole car or nothing. Mm-hmm. So
at what point did you finish that car?
The S14?
Yes.
So it was a long stretch, but I think I finished it in like 2021. So,
jeez.
Yeah, it was a long time I didn't drive.
That is a while.
That's a few years.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a long time.
A couple of years on the Mayan calendar there.
Yeah.
So, what's your plans now for this car? Let the people know.
Are we revealing what I'm doing to it?
Are you hiding what you're doing to it?
Are you hiding it? Yeah.
I mean, it's not really out there, but
I mean, I that's your call. Now.
See, you're gonna hear it here first. Yep. You got to watch this episode,
the first episode,
right now to find out what's going on. Or I might just delete it.
Yeah, maybe we'll just delete this part out. You don't know.
Yeah, you're going to have to keep watching to find out, though.
You could skip forward, but you might miss it.
So I'll just give a little info on the car to begin with. But it's just a 4.8 LS with a Summit cam springs, nothing special. It's pretty awesome. It's pretty quick for what it was.
Yep.
But we're gonna add a turbo to it. So
dang, one of them spoolie boys.
Yeah. Oh.
Are you ready for that? Like,
I'm so ready for it. I definitely feel like I tapped out the potential of it. So, like, I barely have any grip in the car at all because I set it up. I set it up to have a 6 liter in it. So it was supposed to have mid 400s, and well, that engine didn't work out. So, yeah.
Are you being outrun by faster cars, or you just feel like
not you can be faster? I don't really think anyone really like ran away from me for the most part. I think it was more of I had to push so hard that it caused me to make mistakes really easily.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I just feel like I'd like to have that little bit of buffer. So
that little extra sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sauce.
So what transmission's in that thing?
It is a GTO T56.
Dang. The old GTO tranny.
That's the worst one to put in besides a CTSV one. It's got to have its own bell housing. Got to have its own starter.
No, it just takes a regular starter.
Really? Oh, well, yeah. The starter's fine, but it's got its own fancy bell housing, though.
I don't think so. I think it's just a normal bell housing.
See, Noah,
I could be wrong, though.
Noah tried to put one of those into his car and just couldn't Didn't find work. A bell housing and just wouldn't go in.
That's weird.
He may also be slow. So
car was maybe. Fast, but
all right. Let's tell the people what you got for angle on this thing, because I don't think people are gonna believe it.
It is cut knuckles and extended lower control arms. Yes, that is it.
Yes, it is.
Now, why? Why are you so behind?
Yeah, you're stuck in 2006, though, my friend.
I feel right. So I helped Troy Manders in FD in 2019, and my car is almost the exact same as his car was in 2019.
No way. Like, no way.
It is. It's pretty close. Obviously, he had a quick change in the dog box, but like suspension-wise, it's pretty close.
That's yeah, bare bones parts.
His coilovers were a little better then, but yeah. Same angle. So literally, the same person made his knuckles, made mine. Which is Jimmy. So.
Oh, then, yeah, that's some good stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, why not switch to a more proven setup?
I will eventually, but the way I look at it is I don't have money to buy a good angle kit.
Felt plus that, brother.
The parts. Plus to buy spares.
Oh yeah, I have zero. I have a tie rod.
The spares are the hard parts. Like it's the hard. Yeah. It's hard to get the amount of money to buy the angle kit in the first place.
Yeah, you spend the $2,000 to buy it.
But
then
you
gotta buy it again to have spare parts.
Right, you need to buy it twice to have all your spare parts.
Yeah, it's not $2,000. It's $4,000 just for when you do crash.
Right, because it's not that you're not gonna crash, because you're gonna at some point, whether it's you crashing by yourself or one of your friends crashes into you or some random crashes into you, it's gonna happen. And you'll buy, instead of buying two whole kits, you buy a kit and a half, and then the parts that you bend are the parts you don't have, and then you're fucking shit out of luck.
Yeah, you're buying these parts by themselves, you're spending so much money.
Yeah, you're paying almost double for the part.
Yeah, just for a complete tie rod assembly for the front was like $450 or something. And it's like, I might need this.
Whereas if you bent a control arm now, not saying it's doable, but if you bent a lower control arm now that they're cut knuckles and extended lowers, you could necessarily, if we had to, extend a new lower at the track. Or buy one, but I'm saying we could make one at the track if need be. Like, if we're at Erie, they have welders and shit.
Yeah.
Get a hunk of fucking metal and you cut the ball joint off and extend it 2 inches. I've done it with Dylan. They're not that difficult.
Yeah, if I bend a control arm or something, I cry and go home.
Yeah, you're driving 45 minutes back home and sleeping on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it works. You guys seen how much angle it's got. It's pretty impressive for what it is.
You can thank Jimmy for that, though.
Jimmy knows what he's doing.
Dude, he knows a thing or two.
Yeah, he's been around.
Around the block.
Yeah, he's done some things.
Seen some things.
So, tell me about your Pro-Am season from 2024. What were your highs? What were your lows?
Let me see here. I guess the highs would be, I mean, I feel like I did pretty well. I didn't really think I was going to do super great anyway, but like, you know, I,
before you continue, like, where'd you end up standing wise? Do you know?
14th.
Whoa. Hey. That's not bad. Dude. No,
not at all.
Yeah.
Out of what? Like, what was it?
It was like 39, I think.
39, oh, yeah. 40 drivers.
40, yeah.
That's honestly really good. It's better than my, I think I took last place.
There was a few of you tied for last.
If it was either last or like 35th or something.
There was a few people I think that may have been at the bottom there, all the same same amount of points.
I mean,
zero.
I did have a great season.
You did. Just not pro-am season.
We'll get to that another time.
Episode. That's a whole episode in itself.
Okay, you took 14th. You got a almost stock car with a V8.
Yep.
Yeah.
How'd you do? Keep going.
I would say I'm trying to think of the lows. I mean, I really didn't have like a low, I guess. Like it was,
the car stayed together. You had no major issues throughout the season.
Yeah. Didn't break the car once. I mean, didn't crash. It was a pretty good season, really.
Used up a lot of tires.
Yeah, my car doesn't burn a lot of tires. Probably will next year, though.
Yeah, you better get ready for that. You better start stocking up now, brother.
Yeah.
So, okay, round one. Do you remember who you went against in the... It was just 32, right? Top 32. They didn't do a seating bracket?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the rain round, wasn't it?
First round,
didn't
yeah.
Didn't it rain?
Yes.
Yes, it did. It rained a lot.
Yeah, that was...
So
lovely.
I'm weird and I kind of like driving in the rain.
Dude, the rain driving is the absolute best.
It's slower, but it's like
No. You can drive the absolute piss out of these cars.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Because they just don't go anywhere.
Oh, right, that's what I mean. Like the driving itself is slower.
If you want to drive your car at 100%, do it in the rain because you just. It just goes.
Mm-hmm. And you're not gonna grip up and like smash into a wall.
No, it's
just
gonna slide. Awesome.
Right.
My car's pretty decently grippy in the rain, but
I do remember you said
I went against I can't remember his name at off the top of my head. The guy with the E46 with the K series.
Oh, Joshua Dennis.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Car rips.
I would say that was probably the my low, I guess, for the season because when I entered, because I led first, I believe.
Correct, you did.
No, I led first.
You did lead first.
Yeah, I went to go pull handbrake and it didn't do anything. It just didn't lock up. And it would just like ruin the whole run. So. Yep.
Well, yeah, you were expecting that handbrake entry in the back of the car didn't do what you wanted it to and that throws you all off.
Yep. But what was it? The chase run, I guess. No, it was the lead run that was really good. It was my chase run that I messed up.
Okay.
Because the lead run was super good. But yeah, the lead run I was super pumped about.
But it just wasn't enough to push you forward?
Yeah. Yep.
God, that sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was like, you know what? It was my first. Literally, first round, first time competing, really. So I was like, you know, chalked it up. I was like, whatever, no big deal. And then, like, you know, it was still Matt Series, so it was still a good event, you know? We still had...
The weekend was still good, yeah.
See, I wouldn't know because I packed up and went home. And
Josh drove the
Ford. Cried a little home. Bit.
You abandoned us.
Stopped at Love's on the way there and got a cheeseburger.
Got some corn dogs.
Oh, there you go.
Gotta get them Love's corn dogs, dude.
Yeah, they're good.
No.
They are.
The tacos, dude.
I can't say I've had a Love's taco.
Dude, they got breakfast tacos and regular tacos, and they're just...
I do recall the breakfast tacos.
Well, let's not talk about Loves.
That'll be an episode in itself, too.
All right, so round one didn't go as planned. Round two, let's talk about that.
Round two, that was the bank layout. Was that the
big payout event or the...
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Big payout event. Yep. All right.
So that was the event. They actually did seeding, too. So there was quite a few more runs.
Okay.
But I didn't even think my car was going to have the ass to do the bank.
Yeah.
Stay out there. I was like, it's definitely a pretty intimidating bank the first time you hit it.
Dude, you got to be moving for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're too low on it, there's that bump, dude.
Dude, that bump is
hard. Dude, it's enough to rip the wheel out of your hands. It's violent and it's terrible.
Yeah. But like, the higher you are, the bump isn't as bad, but...
Yeah, but it's terrifying up there.
It is. My car just didn't quite have enough to stay, like, up there. Yep. I tried so hard, but just didn't have it.
Gotta have the speed, or you gotta have, like, no
grip. You gotta have the power. Yeah, no grip and the power to keep the car
And the run-up really wasn't super long.
I don't understand why they do that, dude. Every time we have a, like, into the bank...
They started short.
It's so shallow, and you gotta, like... You're just not getting enough speed.
Yep.
And then...
I didn't want anybody to die.
Let us die, though. We're die wearing... Like men. We got the cars for it. Let us just die.
But, first time I hit it, man. Rode the gears into third and laid into it. And it worked. It was
thing.
Wild, for sure.
Dude. So who'd you go against in the seeding bracket?
I think I went against Fred.
Oh, gosh.
Freddy.
Yeah. I overshot the last corner really bad. Because hauling ass. I just overshot the corner really bad. But,
Because Fred's a machine, he probably had the perfect back-to-back runs.
Fred is a literal machine.
Yeah, his lead was super good. It was fun. I think I got lost in the smoke behind him a little bit on like that center transition.
Yeah,
I got lost back behind across him the middle. Yeah,
I've been there.
Yep.
he pulled the gap on me pretty good. I think
so. Those E36s, dude. He's on probably a 235 Accelera.
I was going to say, he's on a small
and he
tire.
Would have just... He just moves.
Yep. That car works very well.
I don't get it. They just go.
I mean, I was pretty on him till that point. I just transitioned late, and he was gone. It's like, shit. And then I'm pretty sure I went against Mike, too. So
Mike Sampson?
Big old Sampers.
Yeah.
Which, I don't understand how that car's so fast, too. If you don't know, it's an E30.
And it's got a 6.2 in it.
Yeah, but it's got the rear suspension of a potato.
Hey, easy now. I have that same rear suspension in my car.
You can talk about that at a later time, but...
A 6.2 in an E30 is sketchy. We'll say that.
I mean...
Yeah, definitely.
Darren Rick's E30 is just as fast. So, like, I understand... But, like, how? How does it work? Like, what does it do?
Big balls make it work.
Dude, you have to.
You got to have a set of nuts between your legs to make that work. That's no joking about that.
So, where did you seed into then? Or did you seed out?
I don't even remember. I don't remember, honestly.
And that's okay. It was a few months ago, so.
Yeah. I think I got a buy run, too, in the seating. So it was weird because there wasn't enough drivers. Buy runs.
Oh, yeah, that was partially my fault.
There's a lot of weird buy runs because of not saying your fault, but like issues with people. Like, we'll just use you as an example.
Yeah.
You had issues in practice or qualifying, whatever.
I mean,
so you weren't even able to make it to.
I would have made it there if I didn't hammer a chunk of my block off.
Yes. Yes.
Literally.
Again, we'll talk about that in your episode.
It's a little little sidetrack, but like, round one, I shattered my bell housing. So I go to put in a new bell housing, put my shit back together, and my idea is to put the dowels through the block instead of just pulling them out. They would have popped right out.
Yep.
I was like, I'm hammering them. Oh, they stopped. Maybe a good hit. And it just chunked. chunk just shatters off
the block. It was a big chunk, too. It wasn't big, but it was just a like, good enough size chunk.
Oh, maybe I can weld that back on. Just, no. No. Just, and I didn't get a new engine in time and missed round two. Well, all right, so let's talk round three.
Round three. Shoot.
Round three.
Trying to remember round three.
Which layout was round three?
That was the... I think that's the one I drove. Did I drive round three?
You did.
Or did I
think you did. Round I don't three. Know if you actually battled, though. I know you practiced, for sure.
Well, that was round four or three was when you and Vinny battled. Is that four?
I don't know.
That was four.
That was four?
Yeah, it was four.
Okay,
was
so yes. Four?
Then
three,
I didn't drive three.
You didn't drive three. You only drove four, right.
Why didn't I drive round three?
It was overheating still, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was.
Maybe. I don't even remember.
And you went home and cried again, I think. No offense.
No, I probably cried.
That's all right.
Like, I ain't
there's nothing wrong with a good cry every now and then.
Dude, my car doesn't work, so I gotta cry sometimes.
You do. You do.
It happens.
It's the worst.
The downfalls of owning a BMW, my friends.
Brett, our almost entire team.
I was going to say most of our team is BMW, so that was kind of a joke like towards the team. So
even if we include Nick, Nick's got a BMW.
He
too.
Does. He does.
So we're fucked.
I mean, I do have a BMW.
Yes,
too.
Adam also has a BMW. That is on jack stands.
Yeah, when was the last time you
drove on jack stands? Yes.
Those are those jack stands belong to that car now.
Yeah, they are one.
Yes, they do.
Like, if you sell the 46, jack stands go with it.
Yep. Like, you're going to have to...
I think they might be rusted to the body.
Right, to the weld.
You're going to have to lift the
welds.
Car so they can just stay there underneath it.
We could put 33.5s on the 46.
Oh, I hate that.
All right, so we're skipping round three, too. We're just skipping round three altogether.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Round three is actually a highlight.
I was going to say,
I drove round three. I didn't drive four. Because I got one lap at round four. That's when I battled Vinny, was round three.
Okay. I knew it was. Yeah, all right. That makes sense.
Yeah, so let's talk about that.
Round three.
Round three. I went against Casey.
I
got one more time.
The old yeet of fleet.
Yeah. I got one more time with him. I was pretty stoked on that.
Yeah, because that one zone after the low bank, they didn't connect.
Across the middle.
Yep. Like, they just didn't make sense. You had to, like...
It was really hard to get from that second outer zone to that... Was it a touch-and-go, or was it an outer...
No, it was a whole zone.
It was a third outer zone, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't, like,
You couldn't see it. You couldn't see it.
Well, that, too.
Yeah, but, the entry to it was, 30 degrees already turning.
Yeah.
And it was impossible to get into.
Right, it was very weirdly placed.
Everybody blasted past. Yeah. Oh, I'm not close enough. Everybody was blasting past it.
It was a very weirdly placed zone, for sure.
It was a terribly placed zone. Like, that's...
And then, the wall was, really far away from the zone.
It was, 15 feet off the wall.
Everyone was focused on the wall, so they were overshooting it.
Right.
Yeah, the wall made sense.
Right. Yeah. I mean, most zones are against the wall.
It felt more comfortable that way, for sure.
I definitely agree.
Yeah. So anyway, you won more time against Casey.
Yeah, so in my lead run, he hit me a little bit, and I didn't realize it, but when we went for the one more time, I was dying because it was 1,000 degrees in the car.
Dude, it was so hot.
It was a very hot weekend, yes.
Yeah, we were just sitting there. And,
I'm doing summer mats, correct? Yeah, it's always hot summer mats.
Yeah. And, anyway, he hit me, and it towed my right wheel. Yeah, my right back wheel was, an inch towed out.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really bad, and the car drove, ass. So, yeah, I didn't realize that until after the fact. I should have looked at the car. I should have taken the time and looked at the car.
Yeah, but you don't have much time between your original battle and your one more time. So it's like, do I mentally prepare or do I? My car just drove great. Like, why won't it drive great again?
Right.
That's the kind of mindset. I mean, that's what I put myself into.
Like, you knew you got
hit. I thought that I was just exhausted from the heat. Like, I was like, oh, it's just me. Like, I threw the runaway, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, I went back out during Matt's Erie, and the car still drove, like, ass. And I was like, what is going on? And I was like, I was over it. I packed up and went home. And then I was, like, standing behind my car, like, the next day, and I looked, and I seen the wheel, and I was like, oh, no, that's why.
That's not supposed to be like that.
Not supposed to be like that, no. So, yeah.
See,
but other than that, like it was a really good event. That was probably one of my favorites, I guess, from the season.
See, after losing to Vinny, like I just drove the shit out of my car until the head gaskets went. Like, it was a good event for me too.
It was. You know, your car started to work that weekend, and it worked well.
Yeah,
and that was a good weekend for all of us.
That's the one thing I'm gonna miss with this new like Matsuri and.
Being
separate, because like I don't know, Saturday night, which is day one probably, is gonna be just get your runs in, compete, and then you just don't have any more practice,
right?
Because like with the Matt Siri, you'd be like, my car is a little whatever, I could just go blast out 15 laps, just to make sure everything's good, and like you can keep practicing the layout. But now, since
you don't get that,
The track's gonna go cold.
I think we'll still get a ton of practice, but you're right. It won't be fun practice.
Yeah,
right?
But we're not gonna get the practice when
it's more serious.
We really shouldn't be driving our cars, right. But we're gonna go pop a couple laps anyways.
Yeah,
we're just not gonna have that. And like
those couple laps though, on like those Matsuri weekends, those are times where you could go out and figure something out that you were trying to do in practice, like actual practice.
Oh, absolutely.
And go out and hit a line just a little bit differently, and that little thing clicks, and that's what helps you.
Yeah, but there was like four sessions after comp that were just like free for all.
Mm-hmm.
And like if you wanted to like try a different type of entry just to spice up your run,
just to try it.
You could,
yeah.
Now we're just going to be doing a podcast in Adam's trailer.
Yep.
we'll make the best of it. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, but my thing is, we're not getting that practice, but nobody else is getting that practice.
Right, yeah, it's not just us.
So, like, we need to be on our A game. If my car's not on fire or overheating, I need to be... button seat on track, ready to go. Yep. Like, get the cars warmed up and ready 15 minutes before we're supposed to be out there.
Have tires ready.
Yeah, tires literally ready to be changed.
Yep.
In case I go through a set midway through practice. Like, we need to just drive, because there's no excuse for us. Like, we aren't shitty drivers.
No, you both have the talent, and you've been driving long enough to know what you need to do.
Yeah, and we have the cars. Like, we just need to put
it all together.
Tires on pavement.
Yep. Smoke in the air.
And just laps on laps on laps.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know, I get in these mindsets that, like, oh, like, I got a couple good runs. Like, maybe that's okay. Or... I'm out of tire.
But they could all be good runs.
Yeah, but like, I'm out of tire and there's 10 minutes left. I could change them and drive for 5 minutes, or I can change them later and drive for an hour or whatever time we get. Which is stupid, but it's me being lazy. Yeah. And like, I need that extra lap, that extra two laps.
Right.
Yeah. I guess it's funny, like, when I first went to Erie for like Matt's Erie's and stuff before I was competing, so I would drive so much, and like then I like last year I started competing, I didn't drive nearly as much. But I really think like the competition just kind of like it takes you out of you. It out of you.
There's so much like mental strain.
There's so much more that goes into it than people don't realize. Like
drifting
is one thing. Right, but yeah, like, yeah. You're in a fire suit. That's a,
hey, we're staying cool this year, brother.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
Yep.
If anything ever happens with it, if they ever respond to us.
Yeah.
Because apparently they don't exist anymore.
Well, they exist. They've seen the messages. They just don't.
Seen and responded.
Replied are two different things, agreed.
Oh, jeez.
Kind of weird.
Hey, we'll still be cool regardless.
I mean, I'm going to be cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay froggy fresh.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be snowing in my car. All right. Round three, good. Round four, let's talk about it, because I got one lap, and then went home and cried again.
Yeah, you do a lot of crying this year,
dude.
Can you cry anymore?
I don't know, but were you on track with a monster truck? Because I was.
I was not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. All right, round four.
That's pretty rad. Round four is good. Actually, full circle, the dude. Josh, was it Josh Dennis, right?
Josh
Dennis,
E46.
Yeah. Honda Power.
So, battled him in round one.
Got him again round in four.
I battled him again in top 32.
Oh,
no. This time, I won.
Got the dub. So,
hey, let's go.
Yeah. Gotta get that in there.
So, that was a good one, for sure. It was a good battle. I think it was second zone coming into that wall after that inner clip.
Okay,
I believe. It was kind of tight, and I was cruising in there pretty good, and I think he thought I was going to hit the wall, and he ended up spinning to avoid it, and I did not hit the wall. So,
love that.
Yeah. But it was good. It was a good battle, though, for sure. So,
I love that.
And then... in top 16, I had to go against Troy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Which I was pumped for, but I pushed a little too hard, and I spun behind him. So.
Hey, that's a good person to battle against, though, to learn a lot of things from.
Plus, if you're going to lose to someone, at least lose to the guy who's winning the whole thing.
Right, exactly. The guy that ends up winning it at the end of the year. So, can't be mad about that one bit.
No.
Yeah, but I put down a really good lead run, so, but.
Yeah, but then you lost.
Then I lost.
Wait, wrong one. Nope. Hold on, where is it? Andy lost.
We had to cycle through those there for a second, just make sure they all work again.
You have to label those.
No, I can change them. We're just going to guess every single time.
Yeah, I only know that C is the applause one, so.
So, yeah, you lost to Troy. You ended up in 14th in points.
14th for your first season, brother. That is not bad at all.
Yeah, because I've been doing this 3 years, 4 years now, and I've been last.
I was going to say, Josh hasn't cracked the top 20. I'm not saying that in a bad way.
Yeah, but is it because of car issues?
It has been.
Car issues every single year, dude.
Car issues have haunted.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, well, resets.
Yeah.
Like, plus, I don't really want to talk about this here, but, like, the judges, dude, they just don't like me. Like, video, one of the rounds that I did run, like, I go against Taylor Braun, and he just missed shifts right off the line.
Yep.
And, like, even in the video, you can listen to it, and there's no sound of cars for 3 seconds. And we're just cruising, it's like... In my head, like, do I turn around?
Right, you're coasting.
Do I stop? Like, what do we do? And then he takes off, and, like, I'm not ready for that, like, restart. Yeah. He takes off, and, like, I'm 4 cars behind trying to play catch-up, and I'm, like, I'm nowhere where I'm supposed to be.
See, once you're playing catch-up, you're already out of every position you need to be in, so.
I'm like, and, like, we finished.
It just throws you off, too, so bad.
We finished the run, and they're like, oh, you went 4 tires off. It's like, one, he led me there, and then two, like, he sandbagged the beginning.
Right.
Like, it wasn't an intentional sandbag,
that
should have been an instant fucking zero for him, because it's a deceleration in an acceleration zone.
Hopefully the judging this year will be a little bit better than was last year.
I even petitioned it and, like, paid my $100, and they're just like, nah. Sucks to suck. Sucks to be you.
I will probably never petition unless it's like a blatant, obvious, like.
Yeah, but I was out $100, dude.
No, and not that it wasn't obvious, but at the same time, like, again, when you go for a whole 3-second spurt like that, and again, nothing against Taylor that he missed the shift, but he at that point, he technically zeros, does he not?
I'd assume so.
There's, I mean, I don't know the rule book, you know, front to back, but we read into it, I'm sure there's something in there that states if you miss shift off the start and you
don't. There's usually like a 3-2-1 cone, I believe. You have to enter by this point, so he probably didn't enter by then. I think
he did. He just powered through it.
Right. Yeah, so he got back into gear as you were hitting the 3-2-1.
Yeah.
Which, whatever. You live and you learn and you move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Erie this year, tomorrow you and I pay for our season passes. Which
will be exciting.
4 rounds, $550 each.
Price hike this year a little bit.
Or if you pay for a season pass, it's $1,525. Over the, what, $1,200 last year?
I think it was like 12 or 13.
$1,200. I do understand that the prize pool
has increased
this year is insane.
Yes.
And like they gotta pay for these events being solo from the Mad Siri events.
Right.
And like they gotta pay everybody, they gotta pay the track, and like they gotta pay for prizes and like I understand that. But goddamn, that's a lot of money.
It is. It is, for sure. Potential to win a lot of money.
It is a very big potential to win some money.
Which, do you know how much? It's like $5,000 for first, right? Each round?
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth it. I understand it.
So that's the other thing, too, is instead of one big payout round this year, like they did last year and previous years...
Are they getting rid of the huge money round?
Yeah. Yes, because...
Oh, thank God, dude.
Because they're all even payout, yes.
Yeah,
because
I feel like that didn't, like, bring any more drivers than, like, a normal event.
One or two, maybe, but it wasn't people that were doing anything standout-ish, per se.
Nobody who, like, no offense, but mattered.
Right. Right.
Yeah, there's no...
Let's talk about round one and two. What do you guys think about that?
That is combined. The best thing in the world, dude.
I like how they did that because
I do too.
Was introduced to that whole 1-2 round thing 2 years ago with Josh when he introduced me to the East 10 series, and that's how they do their stuff.
Yeah, all 4 rounds are 2 separate weekends just so they can just knock them out.
Yeah, knock it out, get it over with.
Because, like, people are driving from all over the country to drive these events.
Well, right, that too. And, like, you have people coming from all over the place, and you have people doing that, but you also have them same people that want to drive more events. So if you break up a 4-round event over, or 4 rounds over, you know, the course of six months, not even, that we get to drive in the summertime, that's a lot of traveling for people. So if you can go if you go 2 times and you can get 4 rounds knocked out in 2 weekends... I'm all for that.
Yeah, it also makes... Oh, sorry to interrupt you,
Oh, you're good. So I personally like the way they're doing it as they're doing round one and two as a doubleheader weekend, and 2 and 3 are not. See, I kind of like that they split that.
I wish that... I get that they're splitting Mad Siri weekends, but, like, make one of them a Mad Siri weekend.
Right, I think they still should have
done that. I'd be cool
that.
With that. That'd
yeah.
Be cool.
Yeah. Because that brings spectators, more people, like, and that's what they need to do is get more.
Yeah, like, make the series finale, the one that matters, make it a Mad Siri weekend.
Right, I agree with that.
Get
100%.
The crowd coming, because the crowd for these individual rounds is going to be terrible.
It is. It's not.
Yeah, it's not
every time, it's not good.
I'd say Lake Erie hasn't had a great rap, not, like, nothing against Lake Erie. I love the facility, I love the track, but they have never had a good turnout for spectators in the Pro-Am series, which is mind-boggling to me because, like, we went to the 50K, and I understand it's a 50K, it's a lot more money, But, like, the amount of spectators there for a Pro-Am event compared to an Erie event.
Yeah, not only that, like, when I went to the Bloodmaster Invitational, like, the stands on the one side were, like, packed.
Literally full, yeah.
Yeah, I get that they're, like, people come with drivers and stuff, but there's just so many more spectators than, like, a normal just comp weekend at Erie.
Which is crazy because I went there for FD and... There was not a spot in the stands anywhere.
Oh, asses to elbows.
Not to butt, nuts. Dude.
No, they had that whole back parking lot was insanely full. Like, I don't think
I've never seen it that full.
Nope.
It's like, what do they have to do to get, like, the Crash-O-Rama people to show up for competition weekends?
Right. That amount of people.
Does that mean getting, like, a stunt show for downtime? Or, like... Do you get stunt bikes for downtime?
Right.
It's just, with drifting, there's just so much, like, sitting and doing nothing that, like, Matt Siri filled those gaps.
Yes, it did.
But, like, competition stuff, like, someone has to bring people's attention because, like, yeah, practice is at noon and ends at 1, but competition's not till 3.
Yep.
And nobody wants to stand around and do nothing.
Right.
Yeah, go get a pretzel or a hot dog or something. But, like, you have to occupy these people's times. Right. Like, how hard would it be to get, like, a motocross, like, stunt team out?
Freestyle jump out.
Yeah,
there,
get the jump in the airbag right in the center of the track.
Yeah, you could do it where it doesn't get in the way and interfere with the layout or anything.
Or like, even, like, one of those BMX stunt shows.
Yeah.
Like... I don't know, just anything. Like, something needs to be added to, like, make people more interested.
No, I agree. I agree 100%.
Because, like, the Crash-O-Rama stuff, like, you got back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back information or shows, and it's just, that's what people want.
Yeah, they want constant entertainment the whole time. They want to be entertained the entire time they're there.
And, like, I get, like, their thing is, like, come out to the pits, like, come talk to drivers. But, like, you walk around the pits one time... You're not talking to no drivers.
Right, and...
Be like, wow, that car looks pretty dope.
Yeah, you might stop and look at a car, and you might talk to the guy that owns it, but...
Yeah, you're not having 2 hours of conversation with these people.
Right.
And, like, you're not going to buy merch from these people. Like, you don't
care know these people.
Who these drivers are.
Right.
And, like, it sounds terrible, but, like... They don't give a shit about us. Right, they just want to see carnage.
Right, that's what most people want to see is shit getting fucked up and people crashing. And
like, they can have that.
Yeah, I agree.
100%. It's possible. Yeah.
Like, even when I helped Troy in FD, like, it was pretty rare that anybody, like, came by our pit. Or I seen anyone going to anyone's pit, other than, obviously, Adam LZ. But, like,
yeah, like, they
no
don't
one's get... no one's hanging out in people's pits.
No, usually.
Nobody, like, gives a shit just not. About.
They'll walk around.
No, and it's like that with other forms, it's like that with other forms of motorsport too. Like, I was just telling Josh before we started the podcast tonight. I grew up around dirt car stuff, and, like, you go to big dirt car races with guys that are big name dirt car guys. Same thing. There's not people walking up to them in the pits and standing there and having, you know, half hour long conversations with them and stuff. They're going through, they're walking around the pits once, they're looking at cars, and they're going back to the stands to watch the races.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing here. Like, they need to keep the people entertained the entire 3 hours
that they're there. Nobody's walking from the stands to the pits to the stands,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, no, that's a long
time. That's a hike.
That's a hike, I agree.
Yeah.
And, like, I get, like, we're humans and we're lazy, but, like, it just, that needs that little extra that, like... Maybe cut the track in half and do something on one side and do comp on the other. We don't need the whole track for these events.
Nope.
Like, make one event like a half track, short track,
mm-hmm.
and the tandems will be insane and fire.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Like, it'd be dope.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Put the stands on track, dude.
Yeah, bring the bleachers.
You know what I'm saying? Put the bleachers on the track.
The ones that we sit in for fucking driver's meetings. Lift them bitches up and put them down in the infield.
Put them in the center, and then we only drive on half the track.
Right.
Do something cool. Do something new.
Yep.
Bring the people in.
They did say something about they're going to do some, like, you know, pyro stuff. And, I mean, it sounds like they're definitely trying.
I get it. Like, the pyro stuff will be for, like, top eight and, like, night stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
It'll be cool, but, like, is pyro enough to get
spectators.
More people, right? Like,
and that's the thing too. It ultimately brings more money, especially with the Pro Am being separate now this year.
And I hate to say this, like, maybe talk to Eric White and get some of his stunt bikes in.
Right.
Like, that man's Thursday night events
are packed.
They are sold out.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Every single one. Yep. And people are just there because there's nonstop action. Yep,
all night long, from 5 in the afternoon until 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, and, like, they love that shit, dude. They love it. Yep.
Do a burnout contest. That's simple.
Insane, dude. That'd be a great idea. And, like...
Yeah.
Spectator drags.
Which I hate that, but
right. Stupid that shit works, like that though. Is what brings people in, right?
Yeah. Get butts in seats, dude.
Yep.
That's all you got to do is get butts in seats.
Yep. Yeah.
But who's going to listen to us?
We're just a bunch of douchebags that drive drift cars that don't work half the time.
Hey, my shit works, dude.
It does now.
My shit works.
It will work.
It actually doesn't work.
Actually, out of all of our cars right now, and I mean everybody in the drift crew, I think mine is the only one that actually runs and drives currently. I think
Jake's is good to go.
Is it? Okay. I mean, Adam, yours isn't currently running and driving. Oh, you could probably run and drive yours right now, right?
No, I pulled the harness. And oh, okay.
ECU. Oh, yeah. Mr. Fancy
Pants. Has no brains right now.
Yeah, no brains. No brains.
Got no brains.
Car ain't got no gas in it. All right, well, one thing, we've been doing this for a hot minute. Let's, I want to do this segment where I'm going to ask people on Facebook if they want to ask us some questions.
All right.
And then we'll take some time and answer them here.
All right, I like that.
I'm going to start at the bottom. Your buddy Joel asks, what's the coefficient of angle versus dangle? And I'm going to say about 16%.
About spot on there.
I'm going to say 17.
Ooh. Sometimes you got a little
extra.
A little dangle to that angle.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Thank you, Joel, for that comment or question. Please don't ask any more. All right. I'm going to answer this one. By myself, Jay Gleason asks, tires and wheel size, pros versus cons, the different sizes, compounds, brands on different terrains. Don't ask me that. I don't know. And I don't want to answer that. So
that is a loaded question in an aspect. And out of all of us here, I might know the most about tires.
I'll mute you. No, I don't care.
No, I know.
I feel like that's a very large, broad question.
It is.
Yeah, and
there's very much explanation to that question.
I'm not a broad, so. All right, here's a good one.
Hair's getting kind of long, so.
American power and why it's important for a successful drift day.
I'm going to say it's like not.
V8 engines or?
American power. And the only American engine that actually matters
is
the dang old LS.
Here we go.
You got a Coyote? Leave.
I'm going to mute you.
Go home. Nobody cares.
Hey. Yeah. Easy on Chad. Chad's Coyote works great.
Yeah, well, he could have an LS and it'd work better.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That car works.
Superchargers.
just remember, there's an event out there that 60,000 plus people go to for one engine.
That is true.
Don't ever talk to me again. So, LS engines are the best, and we're all going to eventually run one, including Vinny, and he smells bad.
I will not. And Vinny smells great.
Any other comments to add to this? Nah. We agree. We agree. Big old V8s.
Agree to disagree.
Big old
agree to disagree.
Big old V8s.
I'm going to just throw this in here now because everybody on Facebook is going to deal with it now that the group chat has to. M44 going burr.
I'm actually going to edit that out.
Wow.
My boy Steve Gonzalez. Sorry. My boy Estev Gonzalez. His mom doesn't know how to pronounce his name or spell it. And she named him.
Wow.
Yeah,
birthday weird too.
2025 drift events in our region and your plan for the upcoming season. One thing we got to talk about, Hillfest, brother.
Ooh, that's going to be fun.
Dude, if you don't know, Hillfest is in West Virginia.
Hillfest, if you don't know and you're not going. Go. You're missing out.
Yeah, just go. You should go. Snowshoe or Snowhair Resort. It's one of those. Yeah. Don't quote me. I don't care.
Somewhere in West Virginia.
Yeah, and we're drifting up and we're drifting down.
Up and down through the mountains.
And we're banging gears and I don't...
We're
banging stuff and it's going to be dope. It's a whole weekend event. There's dudes doing hill climbs. We're drifting.
I'm partying.
Daily this BMW in the city or town or whatever.
Driving them through the city.
Stop me because I'm drifting on the streets, uphill, downhill.
We'll put the plate from the TI on it.
I don't need no plate. What are they going to do? Be like, what are you doing? I'm drifting.
What are you doing?
Drifting.
What's that? One of those takeover kids?
Get in, Mr. Police Officer. We're drifting. Pull that gun out. We're shooting into the air.
So 2025 events. First one we've covered, obviously, Hillfest.
Hillfest, yes.
And then, Josh and Adam will be doing the full Pro-Am series at Lake Erie Speedway.
Yes, as long as my car doesn't explode.
As long as both of their cars hold up. I will be there possibly for a event or two of a Matt Siri. I will be there for all of the Pro-Am events.
Okay, because I need you.
Yes, well, I'm your spotter.
In a non-sexual, sexual way.
Both. I am your spotter, so, yeah.
Let's,
when we lift weights and on the drift track, so. Side note, Josh can't bench press very much.
We're doing all four rounds, 3 weekends. We're going to win. Me and Adam with the 1-2 finish.
Could probably catch us at pit race a time or two.
Oh, we're going to some pits, dude. Some pit races.
Some Midvales.
We're getting some tandems
in. We will definitely, again, name dropping our boys over at Club Loose. We will definitely be seeing a lot of them peoples this year.
Because they're good people.
I've been telling them people that I've been going to come drive with them for the last 2 years now, and I haven't. So I got a couple people that I got to make it up to.
I'll hook you up with a trailer down one of the times.
All right.
I got you.
Perfect.
You heard it here. Show up. Kiss Austin on the mouth. I don't know.
Don't kiss me on the mouth. I don't shave my mustache.
We're doing Pro-Am. We're going to win. You know, with a 1-2 finish. And for some reason, they're going to give Austin third.
I'm not even competing, but I'm going to get a third, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
in a bone stock TI.
We're going to LS Fest West, dude. LS Fest
West will be fun.
East.
We're on the East Coast over here.
LS Fest East.
Nick Swanson, hook us up with them fucking driver passes, my guy. Let's fucking do this. Because I'm pretty sure he's still the one running it, because... He's a good dude.
We'll find out. Yeah. LS Fest is going to be that's going to be a great time.
I'm putting plates on my car for that event. We're drag racing, brother.
TI. Got you on the plates.
I'll just play it. It's got clean title.
Yeah, we could do that.
Because it gets rowdy. And I want a piece of the action. I'll lose $100 on a race.
Can we get you some street radials to put on a set of wheels?
Brother. Okay, brother.
Good.
All right. I got axles rated to 1,500 horsepower.
I know you do. That's why
we're breaking them. We're having fun.
I'll get you a set of wrinkle walls for that thing.
yeah, and then some club loosers. We're talking about some gamblers.
Gamblers, possibly.
That might be our entry into Practiceville.
Practiceville.
Yeah, whatever that means.
I, myself, will personally probably be at a lot of the weekly big Indian events because it's very close for me. If you want to see me, come see me there. Josh also lives around the corner, but he probably won't drive there.
I'll show up once or twice. Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying. Man.
Adam's fucking across the river, the Potomac River or something.
Yeah,
so
but if they do some competition, he'll come up, he'll win, and then...
He'll win some marijuana joints again like he did last year.
I've won a couple of those.
You've passed those along to me, along with our good friend Scotty Wobbles.
All right, so that pretty much sums up our shits. Pro-Am... Hillfest is the only one that really matters.
Yeah.
Club Loose 2.
LS Fest matters. That'll be a good one.
Yeah, because, we got some people to talk to at LS Fest. Some cool people. So we'll have them on the Podular cast.
Yes, LS Fest podcast. That will be a good one.
Would be a great one. And then, that's our events.
What do we got for next question?
Next question.
Give me a question. I'll answer a question.
I'm gonna answer this one. I'm sorry. All right. Jason Martin asks, why drifting is becoming like drag racing, the drama. #make drifting fun again. Shut the fuck up. Just go drive. Stop caring about what Bobby Butts is saying and just go drive. Get some laps in.
Jason, I'm going to mark your door this summer, so get ready for that.
He's still in C, and
okay. I'll back myself down to C and hit him.
I'll hit him in the pits, dude.
I will, too.
I'll drive Mach Jesus into his car.
We'll say it,
I ain't
Jim.
Scared. All right, so we got that one. Our boy Shane or Gucci Burman asks...
Gucci Burr.
Big Indian Drift Pit, question mark.
I will be there, Shane. I just said that. I will be there for...
definitely be coming.
I will be there for probably most of the weekly events, and my boy Gucci Burman does his little burnout competition. I helped out at the end of the year last year doing some judging on that, so I will be doing that again this year, helping out with some burnout competition judges.
A little sidebar, though. We should talk to Eric about our us doing an event.
I agree, 100%.
Because I got games.
We got games.
I got games.
We got games for days.
I got games.
You like games?
I got
kid likes games. We don't have them on our phones, but we'll have them at Big Indian Drift Pit.
I got them on my phone.
His battery's dead. Right.
And one last question for this one's for you, Adam.
Adam Bergner.
The effects of lateral G-force on sperm count? Question mark.
It's got to drop it.
You heard it here first.
I don't even know.
He's speechless.
Yeah.
What a question.
Speechless.
What a question, guys.
That's it for us, boys. My name is Joshua Leatherbarrow, and you can find me on Instagram at schwa_LB.
I am Austin Fay. You can find me on Instagram. I'm not even sure what my Instagram is. I don't know.
I'll link it below.
Yeah, we'll put it in. We'll put it in the description.
Adam, he's got like four.
Yeah, he does.
I have two.
Oh, and you can find all of us
at
Dangerous Knights Drift Crew.
We are on Facebook.
It's Knights with a one instead of an I because Knights is racist or something. Yeah. It wouldn't let me put an I.
Mark Zuckerberg just doesn't have it out for us or something.
Yeah, and then you can find Adam at...
just at Adam Bergener on Instagram and Facebook.
Real original. I like that.
Yep. Simple.
I also have a YouTube channel you can check out at JLeatherB. I have videos from years ago, and I haven't uploaded in a while.
That will change this year. We're gonna have some more stuff this year.
We're gonna angle with our dangles this year.
We are gonna. The dangles are gonna be angling for sure.
But yeah,
I do have a YouTube as well.
Oh, shout it! It's the time.
I think it's at AdamBergener11.
Oh.
On YouTube.
We'll get all of our links posted in the description, and Josh does this editing.
Yeah. Or if I pay someone to edit this.
Yeah, this is our first one, so hopefully you guys enjoyed it.
It's a long one.
Dude, we did all right, guys. We did good. We had a few mistakes.
We did not record 6 minutes and have a recording.
This version of the beginning of it was terrible because I'm slow, and I didn't hit record on the little PodTrack P4 thing.
Also, just to throw this out there, these podcasts won't be in the same location every time.
No, they will be.
No, they're going to be traveling. We'll have some traveling ones.
Like us location.
Oh, yeah.
You could find this anywhere you find podcasts.
Anywhere you listen to podcasts, we will be there. But the actual physical location of the podcast will change throughout the course of the summer. Like we mentioned, we'll be at Hillfest. We're going to do one there.
Yeah, and Adam's got this nice enclosed trailer. We're all going to get in one of them.
Look forward to keep an eye out for the Dangerous Knights Crew bedtime podcast. That one's going to be a good one.
Pajamas, mandatory. Pants, optional.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I think we're going to drop it at that tonight.
What?
Is that where we're done for the night?
Dude, we've been on here for 1 hour and 9 minutes.
Hey, I'll take it.
We planned originally for like...
A half hour. And we doubled that.
Which is
that.
Nuts, because I have thousands of more topics
to talk about. But we're gonna have a podcast this summer. Lots of them.
We're gonna
be making them.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna be them boys.
What are we doing? What do we got for episode two, just so we can give these people
episode
some,
two, we're going to talk about forward. Me.
We're going to talk about you, all right.
And the drama that follows me.
Yes.
And if
coincidentally enough, I've met Josh through some drama, I guess you could say.
It was dope. Well, let's not bring anything.
Nope. That'll be next episode.
Yeah. So thank you for watching if you got this far. If you didn't,
fuck
then,
you.
you probably smell bad. So thank you. And good night.